A lot of people think I'm making fun of Zone 3. Hell no, I ain't making fun. I'm speaking out of love.
Yes.
For a proud people with a proud heritage. Yeah, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka. Oh, I was down in Zone 3 just this weekend, as a matter of fact. Well, we got this Zone 3 resident secretary here at the Ape, with whom I have been enamored for some time, making hungry, lusty remarks, always giving her the eye, looking at the way she walks like a proud Tennessee walker. Ah! Husky. Musky. Forbidden. Alluring. Illiterate, but what the hell? Yeah! So finally, she said, all right, you want to cut yours? I said, yes, ma'am, I want to cut me. She said, well, you have to come home and have dinner with me. I said, well, all right, what the hell, I'm up for that. So we climbed in the Greasemobile, and she gave me directions for a residence deep in the bowels of Zone 3. I mean, the only white man in there before me was Albert Schweitzer, and he wasn't thrilled about it either. So we got out of Zone 3. One of the guards was waiting behind a big rock. He jumped down. He said, what he do here? She said, oh, he's with me. I'm bringing him home. He eyed me suspiciously as we drove on. I could see faces peering around rocks and trees from behind parked cars. They were following our progress all the way until we pulled in front of that ramshackle tenement. I made a mental note of the address to perhaps look into the property later on to buy it for slumlord tax deduction purposes. And we went inside. The smell of cats in heat and dank deteriorating urine, defecation and rotting garbage. The apartment was done in nouveau squalor. We climbed the rickety steps to where she lived. I wondered how she could look so beautiful and yet come from such a fetid environment, but that was just part of the mystique. That was just part of the excitement of running with someone with whom I should not. Out of stepping out of my own caste in society and taking up with the forbidden fruit of dark passion. She rang the doorbell. It went boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka. Door opened up. And there was her whole family. There were 15 of them. Big, strapping bucks in sleeveless t-shirts with their arms folded and blazing eyes staring at me saying, what you want here, white boy? What you want here, white boy? And I pointed. I said, I'm with her. Back off now. I'm with her. And she said, Daddy, this here's the grease man. And all the eyes locked on me. You could hear the eyeballs clicking. They said, this is the guy to talk about Zone 3 all the time, making fun. I said, wait a minute. Honguana, I'm not making fun. I'm speaking out of love and respect. He said, I've heard that crap, Honga. You making fun, Mark? I said, I ain't making fun, please. Her father's name originally was Leroy Washington, but he had it changed to Honguana Kareem Yoair. I said, look, Mr. Yoair, I just came to have a little dinner. I'd like to date your daughter. And that's all there is to it. I'm not here on any sort of representative mission there. I'm not here for the Pontevedra Society for the Prevention of Inadvertent Windbreakages. I'm just here as Uncle Greasy to date your daughter, all right? So please, sir, back off, s'il vous plaît. Well, we sat down at the dinner table. I had a big buck on my right, a big buck on my left. And the whole family was sitting there staring at me, very hostile. Not a sound could be heard as we munched the black-eyed peas and the corn bun. I tried to make idle conversation. I said, that's Sammy Davis Jr. He's a hell of an entertainer, ain't he? Nothing. I said, boy, that Leon Spinks, now there's a man that can throw a punch, eh? Nothing. That guy that tap dances on the Lawrence Welk show, incredible. Not a damn sound.
I said, look, I've had it with you people. I've had it. I
I'm not here to bow to you. You make me feel guilty. Well, I ain't done nothing to you or your kind. And if you think that by sitting here hostile, being rude, and that's what you're being, is rude, is your way to make me feel guilty for something that happened 300 years ago, well, then you're all a very sad bunch of people. Because I came here to date your daughter, and damn it, date her I will. I think she's a beautiful person, regardless of race. And for crying out loud, I'm going to kiss her right in front of you. And I reached around and I laid a lip lock on that woman. Wham! I kissed her with force and ferocity. The only problem was she had a mouthful of mashed potatoes at the time, and when I kissed her, they all came out of her nose.